it's a massive privilege to actually, when you talk about, when you said there, it was following in the footsteps of so many great people that are involved in the GA, and that's my delight about it, that I'm able to stay involved in the GA and follow in those footsteps, and hopefully can do as half a good job as those people.
What's your objective, or what do you hope to achieve as in your term as president?
I suppose there's key things that we have to look at and continue to remember that we always have to look at, and that's obviously the provincial status of our championship is one big thing that we need to make sure is retained. I think the groundswell behind that now is clear that people want, we all want change, but we want to make sure we protect our provincial status. With casement to make sure we try and get over the line. Obviously there's a judicial review going on at the minute, but if we can make sure that certainly the vast majority of people are behind us and make sure that the stadium gets built, which is a key focus. And after that, I mean, there are definitely different things we need to do in and around just tinkering with it around the edges and things.
Ulster football is in a very healthy position now at the minute. Well, we've got Ulster champions now from, or All-Ireland champions from Ulster now again, and you want to keep that level going.
At the end of the day, what we have the best provincial football championship. We know that ourselves. It doesn't mean that we have the privilege to keep a provincial championship because of that, but what it does mean is that we expect that our provincial championship to stay competitive, and we hope that the other provinces, or we say to the other provinces, make yours as competitive, get your counties to compete as well as ours do, and try to develop as well as ours do to make sure that they can all compete with each other.
You've been involved in administration with Mr. Bann all your life, and you know, I suppose you were administrator when you were still a player.
That's right, Francie. I mean, I started back now in the 2000, I think it was the first year I was involved. So actually before that, it was 1998 now, when I think about it. So I've been involved over 25 years, club chairman a couple of times, county chair, as you say, and been involved in various committees. The great thrill you get out of it, Francie, is that you're meeting people. You're meeting different people, different types of characters, personalities. You're working with them all, and everybody in the main, people are working to make the association the best it can be. We already are in a very privileged position that we have the best amateur association in Ireland, in the world, and what we want to do is continue to foster that and to make sure it's sustained into the future.
You'll want to get down to work straight away. I mean, this weekend is convention. You want Monday morning, you want to be sitting at your desk, as it so to speak, and getting on to the job.
Well, I suppose they'll have to make sure that the daytime job gets looked after first, but you're absolutely right. I mean, we only have 3 years, and 3 years is a period where you can do things, putting committees in place and putting people into jobs. You know, it's not something to do because you want to do it. It's because you want to make sure that you're trying to freshen up, give the opportunity to people who want to be involved, and as well as that, make sure that over this 3 year period, we can hit some of the targets that I'd like to see us achieve.
And you have a great team of people, administrators around you in Ulster. Obviously, you worked well with them over the years, so you know that you're going to have the support of those people.
That's right. I mean, and that again, as you say, when you come through the system in your county and you've had the support of Ulster over that period of time, and then when you get involved in the Ulster Council yourself and you see some of the brilliant staff, in fact, all of the staff who will do their best to support you in any way you can, and I'm privileged to get into that position. We're now with a good group of officers, with Michael, with Declan, with the new PRO, whoever that might be, we're going to be able to work closely together just with those people to ensure that our volunteers on the ground get the best support they can, and we continue to thrive in Ulster.
Refereeing's a big issue for you moving forward as well, a very, very important role, and someone that the Ulster GA has a very defined approach to.
That's right, and Francie, look, my own stated view, and I've been a referee myself for a number of years, it's one of the most difficult, if not the most difficult job in the association, and what we want to do is make sure we give the right supports to our referees. We have a good bunch of people there already. We want to add to it, and we want to make sure that when we add to it, we're adding good quality referees to drive the standards up, because we already have referees refereeing all Ireland finals, as Joe did last year, for example, and we want to make sure that we've got a conveyor belt of referees coming through at that level that get the opportunities to referee at the highest levels. Alongside that, but we've got to make sure we've got enough referees to cover our games. Every county I speak to, every people in the county that I speak to that's involved with refereeing, there is a shortage, so we need to look, and I want that to happen. I want us to look at what we can do just to increase the numbers we have refereeing to ensure that our games are covered and we're getting the right people in to do that job.
Hurling, of course, not the strongest in Ulster of football, seems to take precedence over hurling in Ulster, but we do have pockets, you know, strong in Antrim and in parts of other counties.
Yes, and even as late as last week, Francie, the Ulster Intermediate Hurling Final with Banagher and Lisbalaw. I mean, Lisbalaw, to all intents, a club, the only hurling club competing at a high level in Fermanagh, and we have to continue to support clubs like that are doing their utmost in pockets across Ulster, that continue to promote what is, I mean, the best game in in the world is hurling, and what we want to try to do is continue to support those that are doing the job well and see what we can do to help to support the other clubs that are starting to flourish. And there are a number of them in my own county in Tyrone, and as there are across the association in Ulster. If we can do more to help them, then that's what I want to find out, what we can do and what that might be. In Ulster, nearly 400 clubs. Throughout the COVID pandemic, our clubs have been very instrumental in what has happened across the communities, and we want to continue. I want to make sure that relationship that we've developed in the wider community continues to be fostered. Remember, we're in the six counties, so the association in Ulster, we are already making great strides to be inclusive, and we want to continue to make sure that people recognise us as what we are, as an all-inclusive association wanting to work for the betterment of the people in Ulster, and that doesn't matter to us if they're who they are, what they are, as long as they want to be involved. And the last thing I'll talk about, Francis, our ladies association and our camogie association, our handball association, all elements of the Ulster association, which if we can continue to support each other to make them strong, to be as integrated as we possibly can be, then that's an opportunity that we need to take in Ulster. We are already doing very well because we have an integration committee which works closely. What we want to do over the next couple of years is to see if we can strive to make that even stronger, and thus be the forerunner for what hopefully will become a one association down the line.
Yeah, and just when we talk about COVID, it's been two difficult years, and we're not out of it yet, and there are more challenges to come in 2022.
Absolutely, and I know we're already just at this moment in time, we're going through a high peak in number, a high volume of cases, and that's where all of us in the association, there are two sides to it for us, is that we have to be mindful of all that we do go into our games and involved in our games to make sure that when we do these, we do it safely, we wear our masks, we take all the procedures that we're asked to take. But the other side of the coin is actually getting out to our games gives us the opportunity to get away from that whole focus on the pandemic. It gives us all a lift to be able to go out and watch games of football and hurling and camogie. And given that opportunity into 2022, now when we have a split season, there's a full year of activity in front of us all, and let's hope it gets played the way we all expect.